You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He never directed Michael Cohen to break the law. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump just tweeted. His first reaction to his ex-lawyer and so-called fixer being sentenced to 3 years for numerous charges, including campaign finance violations for payments to keep women who claim to have had affairs with Donald Trump silent. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president writing on Twitter, many campaign finance lawyers have strongly stated that I did nothing wrong with respect to campaign finance laws, if they even apply, because this was not campaign finance. He continued, Michael Cohen was guilty on many charges unrelated to me, but he pled to two campaign charges which were not criminal. Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison and implicated the president in his campaign finance violations, telling prosecutors that his $130,000 payment to the porn actress Stormy Daniels was made at the direction of and in cooperation with the president. Dave?
John, there in mourning in Charlestown, Indiana, after a police officer was killed last night chasing a man who fled a traffic stop. The car hit a tree after going off the road. Police later found the suspect, arrested him on numerous charges. In West Virginia, that was after three people who went missing in an abandoned coal mine over the weekend were rescued alive last night.
This is an outcome that I really, truly, in my heart, didn't think would happen.
With Governor Jim Justice, the three are said to be okay. Janet Jackson's a rocker.
Give me a beat!
She'll join her brother Michael in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And the Zombies are joining her.
It's the time of the season.
Stevie Nicks also got in.
Just like the wide wing.
For her solo work outside Fleetwood Mac, another inductee. Def Leppard, Radiohead, The Cure, Roxy Music also voted into the Rock Hall of Fame. This ceremony will be held in March. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Classes light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who cooperated with the Russia probe, is supposed to be sentenced next week for lying to the FBI. But a federal judge is giving the special counsel until Friday to answer Flynn's allegation the FBI pushed him not to bring a lawyer to the 2017 interview that led to him being charged. Now, 48% of Americans in a new Fox News poll believe the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia, but a little more than half do not believe the president committed an impeachable offense. A majority also don't like the job he's doing overall.
The latest Fox News poll has the president's approval rating among respondents at 46%. His work on the economy still gets high marks, with 50% liking what they've seen, but his handling of immigration is in the low 40s, and health care down in the 30s. Then there's the prospects for 2020. Only 39% of respondents feel President Trump will win a second term in 2 years. That's low, but consider that former President Obama scored much worse. 29% on the same question 2 years before his re-election in 2012. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Someone in Florida has just hours left to live. Tonight he'll be the last person executed in the U.S. this year.
Florida is preparing to give Jose Jimenez a lethal injection for stabbing his neighbor to death during a 1992 robbery. Florida's Supreme Court rejecting an appeal that Jimenez's death sentence should be thrown out because the jury's recommendation was not unanimous. His would be the country's 25th and last execution of 2018. During the year, Texas executed 13 prisoners, Tennessee 3, Georgia and Alabama 2 each.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan on Wall Street. Stock futures are now up modestly ahead of the opening bell in about 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Gazette reports a Champaign man who got into a car wreck and demanded damages from the other driver, all while wielding a mallet, is due back in court next month. 30-year-old Kevin Henry was charged Monday with one count of armed robbery. Infamous fixer Michael Cohen was sentenced on Wednesday to 3 years in prison for paying hush money to alleged ex-girlfriends of Donald Trump just before the 2016 election and for lying to Congress, but the trail deceit leads back to Illinois, where the tax fraud conviction involves Chicago cabs that Cohen owns. A Hispanic man in his early 20s was shot at a Bridgeview funeral home Wednesday evening. Police received reports about the shooting at Hahn Funeral Home in the 8200 block of South Harlem Avenue a little before 9 p.m. And Del Monte has recalled canned corn in 25 states, including Illinois. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Save on orthodontic services and braces during the month of December at Illini Smiles Dental in Champaign and Angel Smiles Dental in Rantoul. Throughout the entire month of December, it's zero down payment on all braces. Brenda from Illini Smiles Dental and Angel Smiles Dental Care has this to say about braces.
Now's the perfect time to come in, get those braces put on. This is a small payment for something that's going to last your entire lifetime.
And right now, it's zero down throughout the month of December at Angel Smiles Dental and Illini Smiles Dental. Brenda, when's the best time to start thinking about braces?
I don't know if there's a best age. I would start looking at your teeth at about 9, 10 years old.
Okay.
Do you want out of braces by the time you're in high school, 12 or 13? But I have done braces on 80-year-old people.
Braces can help you at any age. And throughout the month of December, it's zero down payment on all orthodontic services. Call Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul at 892-8868 or Illini Smiles in Champaign at 356-3335.
Pay attention, Illini Nation. Game Day Spirit is running a special offer now through Christmas Eve. At either Game Day Spirit store in Campus Town or on South Neal, spend $150 on regular priced items and get a $25 gift card with your purchase. That's right, if you spend $150 at Game Day Spirit, you get a $25 gift card for free. This offer ends on December 24th, so even if you're a last minute shopper, you won't miss out on this great deal. Get your gear at Game Day. Happy holidays and go Illini.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Some clouds and fog today, Stevie. We've got a high around 43 expected, though. Some precipitation coming our way and into the evening tonight with a low 39. Up to 47 tomorrow, down to 36. Still that 50% chance of rain showers on Saturday, a 50% chance of precipitation, high 44. Sunny and a high 46 by Sunday. We're currently at 33, ESPN 93.5.
I'm very happy to welcome in one of the fine professors at the University of Illinois, Dr. Pasquale Botalico.
He's correct.
About that. From Italy, and it sure is authentic sounding. That's for darn sure. Department of Speech and Hearing Science, and I've been talking about this, a paper published in the Journal of the Acoustical Society of America, where you studied background noise increasing in a restaurant and what it triggers. Doctor, what does it trigger? What happens when I increase the noise in a restaurant?
Okay, so all this study started from a project of undergraduate students. And the idea, one of the topics that I'm mainly studying is called Lombard effect. And it's basically that involuntary tendency to increase the level of your voice when you are in a noisy environment.
You have to talk up because nobody can hear me.
Oh, right? Sorry, exactly. Right. So, I don't know, I think everyone was in a restaurant, and what happened very often is that if the restaurant is noisy and the table is large with many people, you are trying to talk with people.
Yeah, can't hear them.
And you cannot hear them. Moreover, at the end of the night, you go out from the restaurant and you are feeling your sore, you're feeling your throat burning.
Right.
And actually, you do not recognize the reason because you say, I've done nothing differently from what I'm doing usually. And that's wrong because that's the Lombard effect. Automatically, when you are in a noisy environment, you are increasing your voice.
Yeah.
And the louder is the pressure that you're putting on your vocal folds, the more is the collision between the vocal folds, and that's increasing the burning feeling in the throat. So I reviewed the literature, and there was not a direct study that was trying to look how much we are increasing the level of our voice with the noise increasing. So I did a laboratory study, which was more easy to control all the acoustical situation of the environment and the noise that I was putting inside in the condition in which the speakers were speaking. With my student, we recreated a kind of restaurant. Mm-hmm. So we had our table, our tablecloth. We couldn't put any food on the table for practical reason, but all the participants were talking with the experimenter, the researcher working there, and we were modifying the level of noise in
Make
the environment.
Make it louder as you go. Okay.
It was randomly. I mean, they had different conditions. Right. We sometimes increased, sometimes decreased, but everything was controlled. And we use a range of noise very large. That is the typical range of noise reported from the literature in restaurants. So what we find out was that there is a strong effect of increasing the voice with the noise level, and this is well known, but we found a slope in a restaurant setting, which is about 0.4 dB of increasing voice, 4 dB of noise increasing. We were also curious to understand other aspects. So how this, when this effect is starting, at which level of noise we are triggering this effect in a restaurant setting. And in different study, we focused on this starting point in which we are starting to be affected by this effect. And for other type of situation, we find out that for noise level about 40, 45 dB, which is quite...
Pretty loud, isn't it?
No, 45, it's
okay.
Quite environment. I will say, if you are in a room where there is not a lot of noise and you have the forced air working, you will easily have 40 dB.
Okay.
If you are in an environment where a small group of people is talking, you can easily have 50 dB. And if you are, I don't know, a person that is talking 1 meter far from you in with a normal vocal effort is producing 60 dB.
So if it's really loud, what
like
do I...
Like a sports atmosphere
What about that?
Will be 70, 80 dB.
All right, like a sports bar.
Exactly.
But what happens to me? What do I do? Do I stay longer? Do I stay less time? Do I spend less? Do I spend more? Restaurants want to know.
What we found was that people are started to be disturbed from the from the noise in the environment at 50 dB. Between 50 and 55 dB of noise. And together with that, they are starting to want to leave.
Uh-huh.
And there is the tendency to spend less money in that environment.
Okay, bingo!
Yeah.
So,
information. So 50 to 55 dB, I want to probably go 45 to be safe. I might keep them longer. They will spend more if they're in the restaurant.
Exactly.
Versus leaving.
Exactly.
Bingo.
That's the main point.
Study.
And it's very interesting because from a survey of Zigat, which is a large website about dining and information about all restaurant setting, the second cause of annoyance in a restaurant in the U.S. is the noise. And so the first one is the service.
Sure.
I used to say they had never been in Europe, though. But
where's my rim shot?
Exactly. That's very interesting because it should be a huge concern from the owner of restaurants.
Yeah.
Instead, it seems that the priority is to put as many people as they can in the environment and create a type of space that looks cool without paying any attention to the acoustic of the space, which, as we understood, is a huge factor in the business, the business, to increase the business.
Listen, it's interesting. It's in the Journal of Acoustical Society of America, Dr. Pasquale Botalico in the Department of Speech and Hearing Sciences, who is taking big airplane from Chicago O'Hare to Madrid tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Into Toronto to see friends and then down south to...
I'm going for work.
Work. And if possible, on a Saturday, if he can see his friends.
Definitely.
Possible. And then a train all the way south to see family.
Yep.
Fun.
Sounds great.
And when will you return to Champaign-Urbana?
I will be back before New Year's Eve, so the 30th.
So big turnaround. Very good. Nice to meet you.
It was a pleasure
nice
for me.
Nice to meet an authentic Italian.
Thank you.
That's right. What a great accent. Great,
yeah, he sounds great. Thank you, Pasquale, for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's great to hear from Dr. Pasquale Botalico. Great to have 8:15 ESPN 93.5.
The Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation is looking for nominations for three public school alumni awards to be presented in March of 2019. The three different awards are the Distinguished Alumni Award, the Local Hero Award, and the Local Business Community Impact Award. Nomination forms are available on the CU Schools Foundation website at cuschoolsfoundation.org or request a form by calling 398-2873. That's 398-2873. The deadline for nominations for these three awards is January 11th, 2019.
Okay, we know what our lead is today. Here's sports headlines.
Illinois and Nebraska in the Final Four. Go Illini!
Go!
They split during the season, and Chris Thomas has helped John Cook, the head coach for Nebraska, out in the past as an assistant. So the parameters are very interesting on this game that starts at 8 o'clock. It's on ESPN. It's great audio in Houlihan.
Yeah.
As opposed to some other places that just have the sound bouncing everywhere.
It's not going to be as loud at Houlihan's.
Exactly.
Probably right at 48 dB.
Very pleasant.
Yeah.
BYU and Stanford is the game just before at 6 o'clock. NFL action tonight, L.A. and Kansas City, Green Bay and the Bears on Sunday, and Bryce Callahan with his broken left foot will not be part of the Bears lineup. Cowboys and Indianapolis also part of Sunday's games. Pacers over Milwaukee, Bulls in Orlando tonight. Blackhawks came out of their 8-game skid, beating Pittsburgh 6-3 yesterday. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, 1 o'clock at Huff on Sunday is way to go volleyball team.
Welcome them back.
No matter what. Do they have a third place game? I don't think so.
I don't either.
They might. Anyway, if you're up there, why not, right? I mean, they don't do that for the basketball, so I presume it's just a final. Anyway, if we can beat Nebraska, then we'll probably play Stanford. I think Stanford beats BYU. They're certainly favored. They've won 30 matches in a row with Kevin Hambley, our guy that was here. Now, Chris Thomas is our guy, the Wizard of Huff Hall. I still don't, I'm not crazy about that. That's all I got right now. We interviewed Chris on Tuesday. You know, I don't think he jumped through the phone with excitement about that, but yeah. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got a high 43 expected today, a 90% chance of rain coming our way into the evening tonight, low 39. 47 the high tomorrow, a 40% chance of precipitation, down to around 36. Saturday's high at 44 with a 50% chance of rain, then partly cloudy, low 30 Saturday night, 46 on Sunday with sunshine. Right now the temperature's at 33, ESPN 93.5.
Illinois plays basketball Saturday at 1 against East Tennessee State. They're pretty good, so I wouldn't expect a blowout. I would expect a pretty good basketball game. Anyway, 1 o'clock Saturday, stand by if you are interested in winning 4 free tickets. I shall give you that opportunity next. It is Thursday. This is December 13. ESPN 93.5. You check out this Fox Business Minute. See how these markets are going to open in 10 minutes. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, there's an encouraging new reading on the job market. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits dropped by 27,000 last week to 206,000. It cost less to buy things from other countries last month. U.S. import prices fell 1.6% in November. Excluding fuel, import prices were still lower, down 0.3%. More than 65,000 Toyota and Lexus models are being recalled for a second time because the replacement Takata airbags could be defective. The recall involves 65,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs from the 2003 to 2005 model years. Austin, Texas has been selected for a new Apple campus. It will be Apple's largest hub outside its California headquarters. It's also opening new offices in Seattle, San Diego, and Los Angeles, and adding jobs in other cities. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
'Tis the season to be giving, and it's a great time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order, now through December 14th. Fox News hats, mugs, polo shirts, fleece jackets, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order, now through December 14th. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Fox News Channel.
Yep, all right, here we go. We had some texts that we're a little behind on, 359-2255. We get a lot of texts in. We really appreciate it. Fire away, Diane.
All right, did Hillary lie to Congress and federal prosecutors? Wasn't the money they gave to Iran money our government seized from Iran?
When Hillary was interviewed by the FBI, she wasn't under oath. That's how you do that.
Okay.
And didn't she talk in front of the Senate committee? And it was, you know, who cares at this point? What it, you know, at this point, what does it matter? You know, when she was talking about the video, that was all false. And it was for the purposes of making sure the people thought Al-Qaeda was taken care of before the 2012 election. It was a lie. For 3 weeks, they continued to push this narrative that was not true, and they knew it. That's my issue. And what was that? Oh, the money.
Yeah,
we supposedly owed Iran some money in the 70s. But as far as I'm concerned, if I'm president of the United States in 1979 when they took my hostages, that's gone.
Yeah.
Game over,
deal. Take it off the table.
It's not even a consideration. You took 52 brave Americans and held them for 444 days. That is no. So that's over. And then you're sending planes in, and I criticized this in the first hour. They sent $150 billion in unmarked airplanes, pallets of cash. Our government. Isn't that like a drug deal? Why are you doing pallets of cash? Why not a check?
Right.
Because you want to kind of hide it.
Right.
And they didn't release the people who were waiting to get released till the planes landed.
Uh-huh.
What is that? And we won't give $5 billion for border security? We did $150 billion to Iran? And we won't do $5 billion for border security?
There's also some comments money-wise about Cohen arrested for a lot of things. Stormy Daniels' supposed payment was a ho-hum.
Well,
bank fraud for starters.
Well, and does Donald Trump, is he implicated in this? The thing is that you got him on the Stormy Daniels, which is campaign for supposedly campaign finance reform. There's just, John Decker, when I said it doesn't feel like equal justice under the law, I said, well, you know, Martha Stewart got in trouble for lying. You can't lie to federal prosecutors. But it seems like, and maybe I'm referencing the Clintons because there's been some stuff, and Bill Clinton was impeached for essentially lying under oath when he denied Monica Lewinsky and all that stuff. And he went to impeachment. Obviously, the Senate didn't pick it up, but the House voted to impeach. So technically impeached, but not removed from office. So there's stuff. And then about the email stuff. And again, the Benghazi thing is just so bad because they knew that. And when 3 weeks later, when President Obama went to the UN and talked about a video, I'm going, are you guys kidding me? You're still pushing that narrative? Well, the fog of war. Oh, my gosh.
Right. There was also a comment money-wise about his money being wasted on common sense studies.
Well, right. I'll defend this one. Here's why. Pasquale, just in here talking about this sound study, you think, well, if it gets louder in the restaurant, it's common sense that people leave. But what's the level? 50 dB to 55 is when they start moving. So if you're a restaurant, wouldn't it be smart to check that and say we want to keep it at about 50, 45 to 50? And if it gets really loud, don't people at Buffalo Wild Wings drinking beer stay?
Right.
So what is alcohol, and what's the effect of alcohol and numbing your senses?
Well,
and why do rock concerts blow me away?
Right.
I think it's to stimulate, I would guess, and go, woohoo.
Right.
I
mean, there's movement in your body.
Well, if you go to a loud concert, how long does it take you to fall asleep? 3 hours?
Right, with the ringing.
Yeah, dial it down.
Yeah.
You're
amped up.
But as far as an absolute saying loud, yes, but what's the level? Because if a restaurant's going 60... It's kind of loud, but not really loud, but that's the trigger point. I want to know that as a restaurant.
Well, and as a hostess, I mean, we have breakfast out a lot, and there was an issue with some kids and screaming and things like that recently. I would have sat them in the corner or as far away as from the other patrons as possible.
Well, you don't think they're going to be screaming when you see them.
Right, but I would assume that maybe it would get ramped up if I had little ones that I was seating.
Anti-child, are you? Because we always went
just in. As a hostess, I would always go to the corners or near
sort
the bathroom.
Of discrimination against children,
I mean,
huh? I gotcha.
If
you,
I
no,
had the tables available.
You're sensitive, and I'm sensitive, and that's just ridiculous. No, we used to all be so oversensitive. Parents generally are when they take their kids into a restaurant. I don't mind anything. I mean, you want to keep behave and stuff, but stuff happens with kids.
I know that.
And sometimes you have your antenna goes up with small children where you see people that don't want anything to do with you and aren't tolerant of it. That's what the parents are sensitive about, because we tend to be very defensive of our kids, and even if they could cry and kick and arch back and fall on the ground at a restaurant, it happens. And you can always sense, and I always could look in the corner and see the couple that weren't happy about this. So anyway, I'm more tolerant.
Well, you have the triplets and lived through that trying chapter of, are we going to go out tonight and try this?
We did. We took them out. Janet was committed to not treating them like triplets.
That's right.
So anyway, so if you had screaming, crying babies as a hostess, you would have sat them in the corner. Well, good for you, Diane.
remember, politicians are good at lying. It's like they aren't even trying anymore, was a comment from Josh. Another comment about liars in regards to James Comey and that compromised their position of the FBI by lying and telling his half-truths to Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah. I mean, all of that. And again, your barometer is flipping around. And if Donald Trump did some of the stuff Comey did, if Donald Trump did some of the stuff that's gone on, he'd have been impeached 2 years ago. You're going, wait a minute, this seems a little more serious than this. And obviously it's part of being partisan too. If you have one side, you're going to defend versus the other side and point fingers at each other. And that's generally not helpful either. 359-2255. Ladies and gentlemen, you can text me right now if you'd like to go to Illinois basketball for free. I've got two really good ones in the legacy box. This is 1 o'clock East Tennessee State. If you've not been to the State Farm or not been in a while, let me get four free ones. Two are not sitting together with you. Two are in the 200 level.
Mm-hmm.
And two are in the legacy box. So
that's
you can
right.
Switch at halftime or something.
Okay.
Four of you, 359-2255. Text in the letter I as in Illini. And what number do you want?
Number 13.
Good luck, number 13. Text me now, 359-2255, Illinois basketball, 1 o'clock Saturday. Good luck. Hi. How do you put that on your resume if you're a Tommy John underwear model? Because Tommy John's running these all the time. I mean, do you put Tommy John model or Tommy John underwear model? I mean, your body has to be pretty dang good.
Yeah, that's right.
First of all, you get picked, you're high-fiving, right? Because you look pretty good in underwear.
Are you trying to get that gig, Stevie?
Just wondering how that look, and I don't like it. I don't think the visual here is.
Okay.
8:30.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The morning after Michael Cohen's sentencing, tweets from the president about his former attorney and so-called fixer. The president saying he never directed him to break the law, tweeting,
"Those charges were just agreed to by him in order to embarrass the president and get a much reduced prison sentence."
Fox's Kevin Corr.
Cohen has also agreed to cooperate with the special counsel in the hopes of further reducing his time behind bars. We'll figure out if that happens between now and, say, 89 days from now.
Some senators getting ready for a vote on a resolution to send a message to Saudi Arabia over the killing of a journalist.
Just because you're our ally, you cannot kill with impunity and believe you can get away with it.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, yesterday's senators cleared debate on the bill to cut U.S. military support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Gazette reports a Champaign man who got into a car wreck and demanded damages from the other driver, all while wielding a mallet, is due back in court next month. 30-year-old Kevin Henry was charged Monday with one count of armed robbery. And Del Monte has recalled canned corn in 25 states, including Illinois. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
This will be a 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane.
All right, we've got overcast conditions now. We've got a chance of precipitation today, maybe up to a quarter of an inch possible. High 43 down to 39. Up to 47 tomorrow with a 40% chance of rain showers, down to 36 in the evening. 50% shot of showers on Saturday, especially in the morning, high 44. Partly cloudy by Saturday night, low 30. Sunny on Sunday, high 46. 34 now. ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, good morning.
You win.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
I bet you. You got two of the legacy boxes. Those are pretty sweet. Townie talk. Are you, right. Townie? You local?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so there's Section B end zone. Not bad. And then I got the 200 level, which is Section C.
Excellent.
Four free ones. Dewey, Illinois. Do you ever go into Buzzards? Is that in Fisher?
Oh, yeah. Yep. See my buddy Hippie up there.
Didn't Hippie sell it, though?
Yep, he did. He sold it.
Yeah. He still got the
He still hangs out up there once in a while.
Well, heck yeah. We went up there right after Grace was crowned Miss Illinois and left a picture up there. I wonder if Hippie put it on the wall.
Oh, no doubt.
Anyway. Prime rib Saturday night, yikes.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
It covers,
take two to eat that.
Well, it covers the plate.
Nice.
Yep.
Called Buzzards. Dennis, enjoy, my friend. Thank you for listening.
All right, quite welcome. Thank you very much.
You betcha, buddy. Dennis wins from Dewey. Donald Trump tweets, this is exactly what I said was going to happen. Remember when he said Mexico's going to pay for the wall? And then I said, this has been 2 years ago. Well, what will happen is there'll be some deal where we somehow charge Mexico for something else and we'll count it as paying for the wall. That's what his tweet says this morning. The whole new NAFTA deal is so much better for us that the money we save essentially makes Mexico pay for the wall. I said that exactly, almost verbatim. So whether you count it or not, Mexico is essentially, we're either paying them less or they're paying us more and kind of, you know. Because Mexico was never going to say, here, you got me, here's the check. I mean, Mexico was never going to write us a check saying, here, and then in the memo say, for the wall.
That's right.
But the money we saved in NAFTA from the president's tweet this morning says we've saved so much, effectively, Mexico is paying for the wall. And I said that was going to happen 2 years ago. Exactly. So, and you don't have to count it, but if we save that much money from Mexico in the new NAFTA deal, kinda.
Right.
So... And then what happens? Are we going to get anything for border security?
We had a comment about that the other day about those who say we should open our borders to everyone today should find a few homeless people, invite them into their home, have full access to their house and where their families live. If they really want to take care of the less fortunate, how about starting in their own backyards? We're not turning them away. We're asking them to come through legally according to our laws.
I don't see anything wrong with that. And yes, could we all love more? Yes. Could we all care for one another more? Yes. Do we all fall down on that? Yes. Are you a Christian if you say you don't want to just welcome them, hug them, love them, feed them? You know, I think you can be a Christian and still be concerned about harming people that you allow in, so you love them, hug them, feed them while you vet them. I don't think that's unreasonable. Just simply go through the system. System needs fixed because it takes too long. We don't have enough people to process. So if you're claiming asylum, that's great, and I agree we should accept, but maybe the asylum laws need to be looked at and tweaked somewhat. But if you're running for your life, yes. We have to check out all the stuff you're saying and make sure it's all true. I mean, I don't see what is unreasonable. And I used a home as your analogy. You wouldn't take the front door off your house and say, you know what, this is how open I am. If I can share and help, then I'm going to let people in. You wouldn't do that, not because you don't care. It's because you'd be afraid that somebody would come in with some mental illness or somebody evil would come in and hurt you and your family. So does that make you a bad person? No. All I'm saying in the whole immigration, you are, everybody is welcome. We are a country of people that came from elsewhere. I'm just saying, fill out the forms here, right? I mean, yep. And if we can't get any background on you, or I don't know, there must be a process for that. If you come from Syria, there's no, right now that country's in such turmoil. Somalia, you don't know much about the background.
Right.
Because our governments aren't talking or what have you. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't have all the answers. I'm just saying you can't just say, come on in. Gosh, you look like you need some help. We'll help you on that side and make sure you're safe and you're going to, you know, come in here and help us get better. I don't see anything wrong with vetting and making sure that you're not allowing criminals in or evil people. Or you can't know for sure about evil. But you can sure hopefully check
well, about their background in criminals. Sometimes you can't do that. So it is a very complex and difficult issue. But simply saying we want to know who's coming in, I don't think is unreasonable. And so there we are, 359-2255, varying degrees, and it's probably why we've never settled anything, got anything done, because everybody disagrees on it. How dare you not have a heart, and you can't be a Christian if you... We simply want to know who you are. We don't want bad people who are many felons and felony convictions and murderers, drug dealers. We don't want that.
Right.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Speaking of recognition and knowing who you are, I know we had facial recognition that we were talking about inside the last week with some security folks that we had on. Taylor Swift, in her concert in May in L.A., decided to do a special kiosk where she featured snippets of her rehearsal, and she was gathering facial recognition from these fans in order to try to find out if stalkers were at this show.
Wow. So you've got that. Never even thought of that.
I know.
So if you're a big star, you got people out there that are wacky that want to stalk you. And yeah, so they do that now. Well, we said and reported that at Hertz Rent-A-Car, they've gotten to where you can do facial recognition and put your eyes in something and you can get your keys in 3 minutes.
I think it was 30 seconds.
Amazing.
That you can get your rental car and it's in the four biggest airports in America.
I would go to Hertz for that reason. You have to set it up before.
Sure.
But once you set it up, wouldn't you go to Hertz? Because it wouldn't have...
Why not? I'm out of here.
Go through all those checklists and sign. It takes 15, 20 minutes.
That's right.
It's a pain. So good for Hertz. All right. Earlier, we played a little Chris Thomas. We had him on Tuesday ahead of tonight's big match with Nebraska. And essentially, he's been to the Final Four as a Nebraska assistant. But I said, you know, it's different.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it's just being a different role and with a different team. And, you know, the Huskers are battle-tested. This is their fourth Final Four in a row. And, that goes a long way. But we're also very experienced, and we're a very hungry team.
All right. So Chris Thomas, very hungry team. Can they get by Nebraska? And then what, the final will be Saturday? Get tomorrow to prep.
That's right.
And then would it be Illinois against former Illinois? Would it be Kevin Hambley and Stanford?
So exciting.
And Kevin's a great guy, you know?
But
I'm rooting for Chris on this
one. Oh, yeah.
Chris is my new guy.
Uh-huh.
He's my future midnight to six disc jockey.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Yeah. I've got to slow him down a little. Pace is too quick there. Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Yeah, that's a coach that's busy. I need you to work it.
Mm-hmm.
Work it. Okay, sports headlines next. It's 842. You can text us. Always 359-2255. Nine quarter till ESPN 93.5 sports headlines.
Illinois and Nebraska. It's the Final Four in the NCAA volleyball tournament in Minneapolis tonight. Our Illini play at 8. BYU and Stanford's game is at 6. It's on ESPN. Just looking up the Houlihan's Happy Apps, $3.95 each. Chicken wings, Thai or buffalo.
Mm.
Classic spinach dip.
Mm.
Chicken lettuce wrap. Houlihan shrooms. Little mini burgers.
Bring them all, Sam. Bring them all.
Chicken avocado or egg rolls. Sounds awesome. All right. And then we also have NFL action tonight. LA and Kansas City. Of course, games will look forward to Sunday. Green Bay and the Bears in Soldier Field.
I think Green Bay is going to get schooled. I think the Bears are just better. Plus, the Bears lost a really, really bad one up in Lambeau Field when they were ahead 20-0 or something. We were in Atlantic City for Miss America, and I heard they're 20-3 or something.
Right.
I said, what, the Bears lost?
That was at the beginning of the season.
First game, yeah.
So, and Bryce Callahan with that broken left foot, valuable for the Bears secondary. 10 starts, 45 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 interceptions, and 6 pass breakups.
Well, they'll pick on that spot then.
I know.
Aaron Rodgers, but and it sounds like the weather's going to be fairly mild as it goes in Chicago in December.
Right.
So. Not bad.
Cowboys in Indianapolis also taking place on Sunday, and your Saints are in action for Monday Night Football.
Everybody, I'm sure, will be watching that because you're all Saints fans now.
There you go.
Thank you for that.
Blackhawks had their 8-game losing streak come to an end last night over Pittsburgh's Penguins. That final was 6-3. Victor Oladipo back for the Indianapolis Pacers, 113-97 winners over the Milwaukee Bucks. We had the Bulls in Orlando tonight, and that sums it up. Again, mainly, we're all in orange and blue, our Final Four Illini volleyball team. And again, the welcome back at Huff Hall takes place Sunday, no matter what the results are. And that's at 1 o'clock.
You know, and this is fairly unusual that it matters. We want to win. But it kind of doesn't because it's been so fun. Those are the best years when you don't have those high, lofty expectations and you get there. Next year, if we lose tonight or lose Saturday, next year, well, we were there. Now we got to win it. You know, no, then it's a little more. This year, it's like, woohoo, this feels great. Woo, we got a winner.
It's true.
And some cynical somebody at Huff, when I was there the other day, said, well, at least we got one good program. Okay, calm down. How good is golf? How good is gymnastics? How good is wrestling? We're pretty good.
Gymnastics had their exhibition Orange and Blue yesterday in Huff Hall, and everybody was saying, awesome.
No, we're good in gymnastics. So I understand. Football, basketball, we're on the rebuild. But we're getting there. We'll be there. We will win.
Go Illini.
Come on. 8:47.
Are you frustrated with pain? Previously tried physical therapy or other interventions without success? At Mellor Center, our approach is patient-centered, one-on-one care with a doctor of physical therapy. We treat you as a whole person and diagnose the cause of your issue instead of just treating the symptoms. Helping you live a healthy and fulfilled life by getting you back to the things you love is how we measure our success. Call to schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if Mellor Center Physical Therapy is right for you. Or visit us online at mellorcenter.com.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana. Dave, over there, Midas.
Yeah.
My mom had something, and the other place said $1,600.
Woo!
Dave said, no, it's $262.
Wow.
He is just straight as an arrow.
I just do not like it when they see the elderly ladies coming their way, and they say, cha-ching.
I'm sorry, my mother's 29.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Her birthday earlier this week.
She told me she's 29.
I thought you mentioned Dick as Jersey.
I had a 2 and a 9 in her cake.
Oh, okay.
2 and a 9 in her cake, Missy. Yeah, so Dave is fantastic. And if you want a straight shooter in mechanics, in auto mechanics, that's your guy. Midas and Dave, you just asked for Dave. Here you go with your weather.
All right, looking good. We've got overcast conditions, but I love the milder feel. High 43, low 39, 47, with another chance of rain in tomorrow's forecast, down to around 36. Still rainy Friday night and into Saturday morning. High 44 expected over the weekend, down to around 38 Saturday night, partly cloudy. Sunday with a high 46 with sunshine. Right now, the temperature's at 33 on ESPN 93.5.
The community's best now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Life is similar to family vacations. Family vacations are fun and lasting memories, yet they can be challenging. We may be riding through beautiful scenery, yet the children keep saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Also, some adults are too tense and stressed, making everyone miserable until they get to their destination, ruining the ride. Life is similar to vacations in that we tend to look only at the destination rather than enjoying the ride. We suffer while waiting for the perfect day and the perfect life. Here are some secrets to enjoy life and family vacations. Set realistic expectations. Don't overschedule. Document happy memories. Allow yourself to be easy on yourself. Make peace with others and be grateful. Friends, let's take it easy on ourselves as we travel through life. Let's unwind and enjoy life as it's happening. Happy holidays from all of us at BPC and A&R Mechanical. May you be blessed in every way.
Catch Mr. Basketball himself each Monday on ESPN 93.5. Fighting Illini Sports Network announcer Dion Thomas joins the conversation each Monday during the 9 a.m. hour of the Jeremy Warner Show. Tune in for Fighting Illini and Big Ten basketball chat all hour long. Join the conversation by texting in at 217-359-2255. Thanks to sponsors including the U of I Community Credit Union, Show Your Spirit with Illini Visa Rewards Card, Rosati's Pizza located at 701 South Gregory in Urbana, and Dogtown Heating and Air.
As temperatures change, inside fun at Arrowhead Lanes and Western Bowl goes big. Bowling at Eagle Pursuit is awesome with many options. Open daily, it's perfect for the whole family. Games like Cosmic Bowling and Black Light Miniature Golf offer something different for the season. Let League Bowling show your skills, and Dave, resident pro, has tips and accessories in their pro shop. Even sample slice of Elise's homemade pizza. Nobody in Champaign has so much fun at such little price. Come to Western Bowl on Francis Drive or Arrowhead Lanes on North McKinley. See you there.
Okay, U of I Meat Sales Room theme song audition number 238.
Meat, 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 meat.
Ah, boy, not this again. Okay, next, please.
Boob, meat, boob.
Yes, again, that's already been done before. One more, please.
Steaks and burgers at the meat sales room. Steaks and burgers.
The U of I Meat Sales Room on Maryland in Urbana. They may not have clever theme songs, but they do have the best meat in town.
You keep, Boy, the U of I Meat Sales Room does have, oh, yeah. They got the brown eggs, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Real healthy. Okay, all kinds of great sponsors. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow, Friday. You know, I don't know. I don't know if we got Mike Ditka on tomorrow because he's been having Friday doctor's appointments. We had him on Monday, and I thought he sounded pretty good. Johnny and Mike, if possible, I'll check in with Diana, his wife, see what the schedule is, and maybe we'll have Mike on tomorrow. And we'll talk about that exciting volleyball game tonight, see if the Illini can get past Nebraska. But it's just been really cool, and I think the base of volleyball fans has grown.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did go up to Minneapolis.
You're going to see a really big group wearing orange tonight.
That's
awesome. When you watch TV, ESPN, you're going to be surprised because this has charged up Illini Nation when we've been pretty thirsty for something, and this is something. This is pretty cool. And then everybody's getting to know Chris Thomas, and they like him, and they like the ladies. The girls are great. They're great kids, great students. And guess what? We're going to lose, you know, our quarterback, Jordan Poulter, Ali Bastinelli. We're going to lose some good kids, but there's a lot of good players. This Jackie Quaid. Cool. I want to know what her vertical is. She can jump.
I know it.
So this volleyball team is going to be really good next year. We got a lot of people back that are really good at volleyball, and I would think it's going to be a great recruiting class as well. Okay.
Go Illini.
Come on, man.
I'm so excited.
Only negative is it's 8 o'clock. That means it doesn't get over till 10. That's kind of late. I don't think the NCAA will listen to me because I'd start the BYU and Stanford game about 4, start us at 6. Think they can make that change? It's not a second.
I love to hi-fi you at the Houlihan's location, 1900
I think people
Street.
Will be at Houlihan's for a little watch
That'd
party.
That'd be
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Stand by for some real sports. The Jeremy Warner program, that's coming up next. All the stuff you need to know. Baseball winter meetings conclude today in Las Vegas. Andrew McCutchen has been the big name of the week. From the Giants to the Phillies, otherwise kind of a yawner. We'll see if there's any big moves today. Otherwise, you know, kind of getting into the Christmas season next week for sure. And I don't know if you're going to have a Harper or Machado news, anything like that, and what the Cubs are going to do, if the Cardinals are going to do anything, White Sox. Jeremy has all that stuff coming up. Thank you for listening. Meet you on Friday. I'm Stevie J. That was Diane Ducey, ESPN 93.5. Have a wonderful Thursday.
Jeremy Warner and Jay.